Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 2nd, 2006. Today's message is titled, God's Grace Tank, and I want to use three scripture verses today, all portions from John 1, verse 16, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and James 4, verse 6. For of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. My grace is sufficient for you, but he gives us more grace. Those of us who drive are aware that we must keep an eye on the fuel gauge. The supply of fuel in the tank is always being depleted as we drive. We are familiar with that in life. Physical resources deplete. At times, we may very well extend our human experience toward our view of God, and that is disastrous. God's grace tank is always adequate. It's always full. What wonderful complementary truths are found in the three daily scripture verses. God's grace is his undeserved favor upon his people. We see his grace demonstrated in so many ways, both big and small. Several years ago, my wife heard a remarkable story of God's little acts of grace. When we lived in New England, Brooksine met a retired missionary who shared such an interesting story. Olive Hawks served, along with her husband, for many years as a missionary in what is now Bangladesh. They labored under extremely harsh conditions, faithfully serving the Lord and expressing his message of redemption to the people. Bangladesh was and is still an extremely impoverished country. Overwhelmingly Muslim, receptivity to the gospel was, and is to this day, relatively minimal. It was during a time of great discouragement, when the Hawks' resources were very low, that a friend from the States sent her a record, which she manually played by turning a crank on the record player. She was listening to a new song at that time, a newer song anyway, titled, He Giveth More Grace. However, in the providence of God, the record had a scratch on it, and it skipped at a very interesting place. The refrain in the song goes, He giveth and giveth and giveth again. However, it was at this very place the record skipped so that it continued to play, He giveth and giveth and giveth and giveth and giveth. Be encouraged, friend, today. That's so true. He just keeps on giving his grace, and his reserve never is depleted. Will you receive this message today? God loves you and cares about you. Whatever you're going through, put your trust in him. His grace ever remains sufficient, and his grace tank is always full.
Jesus, you know how often I ask for your blessings. And yet I can't know the extent of your limitless grace unless I acknowledge my human boundaries. I can't personally know your divine strength unless I acknowledge my human weakness. In the midst of multiple heartaches and distress, you multiply your peace and provision for my life. Help me not to resent affliction, but to receive your immeasurable grace for all that concerns me. In your name I pray. Amen. On a personal note, I've used the background story to this hymn and the story of Mrs. Hawks that she shared with many people over the years. After retirement in the States, Mr. Hawks had Alzheimer's for a number of years and was placed in a nursing home. Mrs. Hawks did not know how to drive, but she took driving lessons in her 70s so that she could learn to drive and spend time with him in the nursing home. Until the day the Lord called him home, she drove herself each day to that nursing home to be with her husband. Perhaps you'd like to encourage someone through the mail or personally deliver this message of hope to someone who's having difficulty understanding God's grace at this moment. There's a printable version of this story that's available today at our site.
Thank you, Brooksine. And indeed, there is a PDF of a hymn story that Brooksine wrote on that story. And if you would like to look at it, there's a link from the site, as well as a link to Brooksine today playing the song He Giveth More Grace, which will actually also be the background to today's podcast. We recently purchased a digital piano that we now use. use to provide background music that we make here in our own home for this ministry. And it's kind of neat that my wife can also periodically place in a specific song that's on her hearts. Let me also point out that the words to that song are posted on the site as well as that PDF that can be printed out. Finally, there's another note I'd like to make today that's kind of interesting. I was curious as if there were any other online mentions to the Hawks, and I came across a sermon obviously preached many years ago, at least the illustration took place many years ago, that mentions them. And I'm not going to read that today, but it just shows more about their heart for missions and their heartache that they had in their lives. If you care to go to that, our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We are a ministry based out of our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our goal is to encourage people all over the world. Our scriptural commission is a wonderful verse from Hebrews 3, verse 13, that says, encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. And it's February 2nd, 2006, and indeed it's called today. So may you be encouraged.